Often the image of Italian dinners is piles of spaghetti dripping with tomato sauce and cheese, or maybe giant pizzas flung high before they're plopped on your plate. Well, there's so much more to the Italian menu, though. There's sauerkraut soup from northern Italy. There's couscous with fish. That's from the south. And now an association called Home Food is inviting tourists to pull up a chair at a local family's home and enjoy true Italian cuisine. Nancy Greenlees went on one such dinner in Rome.
Nella Panzarassa puts the final touches on dinner, dusting spices on one dish, slipping a serving spoon into another. Her kitchen is spotless, even though she spent almost 2 days preparing a 5-course meal for 7 strangers. Her guests stream in the door.
So sorry, your taxi got lost. Alyssa.
They make their way to the table. Danielle Jankowicz of Cambridge, Massachusetts, cradles her baby daughter, Lucy, who the diners will be passing around all night like one of the dishes. The young mother wants a taste of Italian family life.
Well, just like actually going to someone's home and seeing their house and having food that's not from a restaurant, just what somebody might eat at home. And we haven't been able to go out for dinner, so...
The guests have each paid about 40 euros, or 62 U.S. dollars, to eat as the Romans do. When everyone is seated, Nella pulls a steaming glass dish from the oven.
This is a really typical Roman dish. In fact, it's called gnocchi alla romana, a gnocchi made from semolina flour. It goes into the oven covered with lots of butter and Parmesan cheese.
The guests dig in, and the reviews come quickly.
Basically, it's fantastic.
Barbara Boykin is from suburban Washington, D.C.
You know, I saw that on the menu. I thought, I don't want gnocchi. I don't like gnocchi. These were so good. I've never had anything like that.
Maybe because this is her first meal prepared by a Cesarina. That's an old-fashioned Italian first name that Home Food uses for its 300 volunteer chefs. Years ago, every Italian seemed to have a grandmother or great-aunt named Cesarina. Cristina Fortini of Home Food says the Cesarine help correct the culinary wrongs committed by those who imitate Italian cooking.
The Italian food is what they eat in their country. Spaghetti with pomodoro, or worst, spaghetti with ragù alla bolognese. This is not a real recipe, Italian recipes. I know.
The dish is traditionally eaten with tagliatelle pasta, made with eggs. Alter the pasta and you've changed the dish. And don't even mention the word fusion. The Cesarine prepare meals from their region using local ingredients and time-honored recipes. No Italian-American specialties like meatballs or garlic bread grace these plates. Instead, Nella serves her guests a classic Roman dish, salt in bocca, thinly sliced veal topped with pink ham. She speaks little English, her guests little Italian, but the food bridges the divide. Nella had to go through a rigorous testing process to become a Cesarina. While Home Food reimburses her for the food and her time, this isn't a job, it's a passion.
Offrire da mangiare a qualcuno sia il modo migliore.
To feed someone is the best way to welcome them.
Io capisco, anch'io non ridisco quando vedo le persone che alla fine si prendono il cappuccino.
I don't understand. Really, I'm horrified when I see a person at the end of a meal drink a cappuccino. No way. After you've eaten spaghetti with bacon and tomato or stewed beef tail, ugh, and you add a cappuccino, it's too heavy.
As the wee hours approach, Nella the Cesarina follows her new friends to the waiting taxis.
Buon viaggio! Buon viaggio!
Ciao!
She doles out double cheek kisses to all and a copy of her precious gnocchi recipe so her guests can eat like real Romans back home. For the world, I'm Nancy Greenlees in Rome.
Complimenti per la bambina. Ciao.
Grazie mille.